Hey, and welcome to Tomorrow. I'm your host, Joshua Topolsky. Today on the podcast, we discuss Michael Cohen, Thanos' boner, again, and yoga. I don't want to waste 1 minute. Let's get right into it. All right, Ryan, well, we did it. We made it. We're back. We're back on the air. We're back over the digital airwaves. So we did not do a show last week. I know people were very upset. I got several death threats sent to me, and which I think is weird.
Unrelated to the episode. Just
Unrelated. Not having anything to do with the episode. No, but we were we've been moving offices, and last week was just kind of a clusterfuck. And frankly, we should have told you guys. And that was irresponsible of Ryan mainly.
I was in that office waiting to record, and guess what? Everything was moving around me, and you were crying about a U-Haul, and then there was some kind of fire in the elevator. And
no, that didn't happen. There was no fire in the elevator. Was there? Maybe there was. I don't know. It's possible. So at any rate, but we're back now, and that's the important thing. And there's a lot of stuff to talk about. You actually just sent me a list of things. Some of this is old news now.
Yeah, but I think we should at least touch on some of this stuff.
Where to start? Can you explain the Kevin Hart thing to me?
Sure. Okay. So in the time since we recorded, Kevin Hart became
he was the host of the Oscars, right? And then there's something with tweets.
He refused to apologize for old gay jokes, and then said, "If you can dig up my old gay jokes, you could dig up the apology." And when you dig up the apology, he says, "Like, I'm not going to apologize." And you're like, "Okay, well,
I get it." You know what?
Today, so you don't apologize.
Yeah. Today, people were like, I guess he like quoted Martin Luther King. In like, you know, it's like Martin Luther King Jr. Like, it's like, I don't know, man. I don't think this debate rises to the level of, I don't think you're at Martin Luther King Jr. status when you're just like, I made some dumb gay jokes and now I can't host the Oscars.
Yeah. And then he just, here's the thing. If he had just apologized and been like, listen, we all said a lot of stuff in 2009. Oops. It would have been like, yeah, you know what? He's right. Whatever.
Yeah. What is that? Why not just go like, yeah, you know what? I made some really dumb jokes. I feel really bad about them. I mean, first off, like I get him not deleting it. I understand him not deleting them. Like, I think it's in a way it's like good. I think you should own your existence unless you're like a neo-Nazi and you had like all these neo-Nazi tweets and then you're like, wait, I'm not into this. This is stupid and bad and neo-Nazis are horrible.
Silverman needs to go around and recollect all her Jesus's magic DVDs. Like,
who? Sarah Silverman? Yeah. What did she do? Did she do gay jokes on there?
Her whole thing was like adorable, cutesy, ironic racism where she's like, I couldn't possibly really think this, but then you know, it says a slur. And then she's like, what dumb bitch would say that? You know what I mean? And like, it was at the time I got what she was going for, but in hindsight, like a lot of people didn't. And a lot of people basically just heard racist stuff coming out of her mouth. And it was really.
It's subtly, it's hard to be subtle.
She's talked about it. She's processed it. She's worked with other people to like get better. Like,
yeah. If you're Kevin Hart, just be like, look, I did some dumb jokes. I feel bad about them. I regret making them. I won't make jokes like that again. And that's all I need to say.
And he didn't do that until he was like fired / quit the job, which is like the first thing any PR person would have told you to do is like, oops, oopsie poopsie. Sorry, guys. Yeah. Anyway, you had the Oscars. It would have been fine.
Yeah. Like, it was a wild time. You know, I was doing a lot of, I don't know. He's into working out. So maybe he was high on steroids at the time.
A lot of creatine.
A lot of creatine. He actually had taken too many vitamins that day. And as a result, he did a bunch of bad gay jokes. I don't know what the jokes are, and I'm not going to go investigate. And I think I've already heard enough about this story to know that I don't care.
In similar news, Kevin Hart's not alone. The president of Grindr had a bunch of stuff pulled up from his old Facebook page where he rants about how he doesn't like gay people and is against same-sex marriage.
Classic. Same. I also have the same post out there. No, I like that. Wait. Did you say the CEO of Grindr?
President of Grindr.
Okay, so was he like hired? He's not gay?
He is not gay.
Okay. I feel like that's a real leap for somebody who publicly is upset about it. It's like, not only do you have to now be definitely around a lot of gay people all the time, but you're kind of in like the center of a lot of pretty sexy gay activity.
It seems funny to me, two things. One, it's the exact opposite of Tommy Lahren, who was like, I like abortion. I'm a progressive, blah, 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 blah. And then someone handed her a check and she was like, exact opposite.
Yeah.
So Grindr owns a magazine or like a publication called Into, which is sometimes fun and other times of varying quality.
Interesting.
And that was the publication that first reported it. And then instead of just being like in dealing with it internally, making an apology, say clarifying his evolving views, whatever the guy could have done,
He
publicly made fun of the reporter who reported it, who was a friend of mine, and was like, why couldn't we settle this internally? I'm very disappointed that you published this. And it's like, well, you hired journalists, and it's not a journalist's job to like call you up and make sure you look good and get a heads up. Like if the Washington Post started giving heads up to Jeff Bezos, it wouldn't be good either.
Well, who says they don't?
I would hope that they don't.
We don't know. We don't know what goes on over there, okay? All we know is Amazon's coming to Long Island City. They're going to do a Washington Post New York branch. I guess they have a New York branch already. Anyhow, the point is
that my packages arrive on time.
Listen, that's all that matters, is that I'm getting my Prime deliveries as scheduled. All right. So anyhow, okay, well, that's bad news about the Grindr guy. Did he get fired or what's going on?
He didn't get fired.
Can we talk about this a little bit? Because I think there's this whole thing going on right now. There's a lot of outrage going on, right? I mean, I think we've taken outrage to it. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be mad at Kevin Hart and the Grindr guy. I think we should. But like, I don't know if you've been following this Priyanka Chopra situation.
That was crazy.
And like, okay, so like, here's the deal. And like, Laura and I were talking about this over breakfast, and I think it's like, I almost want to write about it, but then I'm like, what's the fucking point? Because I feel like this is just like, I've just said this like a billion times. It's like, so you've got like this article that The Cut published. Now, The Cut is like, The Cut is part of the New York Magazine family of brands. And like, the problem with New York, and I love New York Magazine. The problem with New York Magazine is that it can't just be New York Magazine. It has to be a ever-growing internet destination for all possible content, because that is the way we have created this, the industry that we have crafted, and there are many reasons for it, right? But like, we are in an industry, the media industry, where it is about a volume business, okay? To stay alive and to grow
growth. And we've made our journalistic outlets and like magazines into capitalist entities that have to have infinite growth on an infinite
platform. So yes. So the cut is very good. I think they do a lot of really good stuff. They did this, the Westfield Watcher story, which now apparently has been optioned for a movie, which we had a pitch sitting in our Trello in 2016 on that story. And didn't do it for some reason. Something I often wonder about. But you know, anyhow, like that's a great story. They've broken really important news around like some of the recent Me Too stories. Done important journalism. They also do great like fashion stuff. But then they have this whole other arm, which is like their blog machine, you know, and like people like blogging stuff and like people writing shit and just like just trying to get a take out there, like hot fucking takes as quickly as humanly possible. Okay. And so like what happens when you have a hot take machine is that every once in a while you have a fucking shitty take. You know, because you're just pumping out garbage into the world. Like you don't need to do the, you didn't need to do the post. Nobody was like, man, I wish somebody would tackle this, the fucking Priyanka Chopra, Nick Jonas scam angle. It's like, come on. You know, the reality is it's like, you're just desperate. Everybody's desperate for content. Okay. So what happened is they write this article and it's like kind of racist and kind of just extremely tone deaf in a lot of ways.
That Priyanka Chopra scammed Nick Jonas into marrying her after a one night stand, which they have no information that that's the truth, in order to further her career.
Yeah, it's real Us Weekly sort of level shit. But like, but you know, again, like the dissonance here is like, and I've often felt this about BuzzFeed, where you have the dissonance between the fucking dress and then BuzzFeed News, which is like, we're serious, you know, we're doing real investigative journalism, which they fucking do. But then they're also like, 15 ways you know if you're one of the characters from the Peanuts or whatever, you know, like, I don't know what I like, literally couldn't even think of something dumb enough to be the thing that I
fucking videos published and tweeted right alongside like breaking Michael Cohen news.
Yeah, yeah, which we're going to get to in a second. But anyhow, my point is, so you've got this industry of the really fucking amazing thing is there have now been days of takes about the bad take, okay? Mm-hmm. Jezebel wrote one and the Post has something and the people are outraged. They're really upset. But there, the BuzzFeed wrote this fucking story and it's like, people are mad about this article. That's the story. It's not actually delivering any new information. It's not telling you something that is vital. It's not even explaining in really a good way why you should care. It's just like people on Twitter are mad and now we have written an article, okay? Then you've got like BuzzFeed doing multiple articles on it and like their reporters are talking about it. And it's like, here's the deal. Like it's a shitty take created by an industry that is like at the edge of its – it's at the breaking point.
It's at the edge of sanity.
It's at the edge of sanity and it's at its breaking point and it has been driven there by a fucking advertising duopoly, which instead of fighting against, the New York magazines of the world are desperate to be part of. And mm-hmm. and they're not trying to change it. They're trying to be part of it. And I understand like they've got to support their business, but there are other ways to fight and nobody has figured it the fuck out. And instead everybody's like, well, if it works, if Facebook's working, I mean, this is like, you know, Mike was sold to Bustle for $5 million or whatever. And it's like these businesses are dying because it's an unsustainable, we've created an unsustainable space for journalism. Now, the real fucking problem is like how many of those, sorry, I'm totally rambling now, but like, so you've got this industry, it's like hot take machines, then takes on the takes, they aren't even takes anymore. They're just a thing happened and let us observe it for you. And we'll tell you about our observing of this thing.
Let us tell you how you should feel about this thing.
But it doesn't even get that. It's not even that advanced anymore. Now it's just like literally the article on BuzzFeed was people are mad about this cut story. And it's like, okay, and like, what is your version? Well, like, what is your take on it? Tell me BuzzFeed News about why this is important. Why are we reading this story? Why is this a news story? Right. And now there are days of the fucking story. Right. The point is the article is bad, but it was created because the system is asking for bad articles. Okay. Yeah. And the system is asking for reaction articles to the bad articles and everybody's playing their fucking part. And so when people are like, how did this article get done? I mean, a lot of people are like, how did this article slip through? How did the editors let this go up? It's like, I'll tell you how. They have a fucking mandate to grow month over month. To get millions and millions more people.
Ariana Grande piece. Did you see that?
No, what was that one?
Okay, so this is also from.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish my point. They have a mandate to keep getting millions and millions more people every year to read The Cut. And now The Cut increasingly becomes some watered down, vague catch all for, well, I don't know, politics and celebrity gossip and fashion tips and the Westfield Watcher and Me Too stories and interviews with celebrities and who fucking knows? Because because you can't be a thing, you can't be a publication and also play that game. Anyhow, it's very annoying to see it all. And this happens now all the time, right? Like this is just the way that the world works at this point. And unless we, and look, the reality is like, it is going to be a shit show until there's almost nothing left, you know? And then maybe when from that scorched earth, we can rebuild, which will bring me soon to the Avengers 4 trailer conversation we're going to have. But what was your point you were going to make about Ariana Grande?
Into that magazine that we just discussed from Grindr published a piece that was like, the Thank You Next video is transphobic, homophobic, racist, like basically every quote unquote problematic thing you could read into something. And it was like this total reach that was like, she's too tan in the video. And that's essentially blackface. Mm. And she pushes Troye Sivan, which is homophobia.
What?
Because she played like Regina George and was bullying people, which is a trope from the movie.
Yeah.
And then they were like, and it's transphobia because someone in the video was a dude dressed as a girl and it was as a joke. And like, that's transphobia. And like, it went on and on. It was like, how did this get published? And it's like, oh, I know how this got published. Thank You Next stuff gets clicks. This is problematic gets clicks. And they just put the two things together and when they saw the pitch, they were like, sure. They posted it in hopes that people would get a little angry and click and maybe it would start some kind of discussion that they could be the link for. Mm. And frankly, none of this is helpful, barely has anything to do with their mandate, which is to cover queer issues. You just found something that like gay people were watching and then decided to like backbend to make it fit into your category. And it was like, even just the piece itself, like internal logic wise, didn't really line up. Like it really made no sense. And there was really clearly no editor there. And then, so there's pieces about the piece, there's pieces about the piece, there's pieces about why we wrote the piece. Then there's a piece about the writer apparently was accused of rape and is a trans person. So that's a whole separate piece.
Oh boy.
And it's like, this just spirals off. And it's like, all of this worked because what they got was a ton of clicks and it all worked for them. Really?
Damn.
I mean, they might feel shame or embarrassment and like have an internal discussion about like, I don't want to feel like this to get clicks, but they got clicks. So now the impetus for another person is to say, next time they get a crazy take, to decide that it's worthwhile in some way.
Yeah. I mean, it's a reinforcing, the system reinforces all of this behavior. I mean, of course it works. I mean, if it didn't work, they wouldn't do it. But the question is why is it working and what is it providing? What is it doing for people? You know, like what are we getting out of it? I mean, it's a very troubling, whatever. Listen, everything's going to be a fucking disaster for a long time. I mean, but I think that if we don't recognize, if we can't recognize the, what is it, what is happening? If you don't know that you're in the system, if Jezebel's fucking outraged, Jezebel knows that it's part of the system, doesn't it? Shouldn't it know? It knows that its outrage is part of the system that allowed the piece to be written in the first place.
Yeah.
And like, you can be outraged. Your answer can be like, be better. But the reality is like, you can be the fucking best. You can be best, you know, as I say. And it still doesn't mean that you're not going to push out some shit because you're being forced to by an unrelenting, unforgiving, and completely broken industry. And I say, fight the future. Fight the fucking future. Get fucking...
We need a pilled word, like red pilled or blue pilled or whatever, for understanding that the media sucks.
We need Scully and Mulder on the case. Okay?
Ink pilled.
What is there? Is there a meme that has yet to be done that's like Mueller and then somebody with an S in their name that sounds like Scully, and it's like a bad Photoshop of them doing like, they're looking...
Mueller and Soros.
Who?
Mueller and Soros.
No, it's like, oh, that's not bad. It's like Mueller. I mean, who's like, I don't know. It's Mueller, Robert Mueller and Nancy Pelosi photoshopped onto Scully and Mulder. And they're looking at a file. And instead of being an X file, it's like the Russia dossier. I'm sure this exists. It's like a bad lib meme. It must exist, right? Anyhow,
somewhere on
okay,
Reddit.
Let's get back on topic here because, you know, I don't have all day, Ryan, to talk about this. I mean, I have most of the day. Speaking of Mueller, mm-hmm. Just talk about politics for a second because I can't even, as they say. It is not giving me life, okay? The politics stuff. Michael Cohen lied to investigators, taking a plea deal. George Papadopoulos is just served a 2-week sentence for lying to investigators, and now he's out. I don't know what's going on. Roger Stone is about to be indicted or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't know. You know, listen, who knows? It could be a witch hunt, I suppose. it's possible, you know, could be very cool, and very legal.
And Trump coordinated their media efforts, which is categorically illegal and would be a huge deal.
Who did?
The NRA and Trump.
Look, that happened today.
Yeah, that just broke.
Fucking Christ. Here's the thing. I mean, I'm sorry. You could believe, you could be like, this is all a liberal, you know, Democrats scam operation to undermine the president, or more likely, I mean, they're literally sending people to actual jail, okay? People that he's like, his lawyer is going to actual jail, okay? Like, that doesn't happen because the Democrats have it in for the lawyer, okay?
Yeah.
It happens because he broke laws. Like, I guarantee fucking to you, something's going on. It's not just an accident that all of these people around Donald Trump are going to fucking jail. Anyhow.
Everybody did a crime except Trump, who had no idea.
You know, look, maybe they were smart enough. You know, that there's some kind of plausible, he's got some kind of plausible deniability, you know, like it's possible.
No way. Not with,
I mean, Maybe they're the smartest criminals of all time. You know?
I mean, we'll have to check Ivanka's emails.
I mean, I'm just saying it's possible that, you know, the president knew nothing.
Well, the good news in politics is that Milo Yiannopoulos is $2 million in debt and tried to make a Patreon to get out of debt and then got banned from Patreon within minutes. So that's working.
I'm really into that.
Meanwhile, Laura Loomer handcuffed herself to the Twitter headquarters because she was also deplatformed.
This was the greatest. This was one of the best things ever. Twitter was like, you can stay here as long. They're like, the police came, right? And they were like, do you want us to press charges? And Twitter's like, no, she can stay here as long as she wants.
Listen, at Jack and I might not always get along, but I think we both had a good laugh that day.
It's the best. I mean, Jack's a schmuck, but whoever's responsible for that decision is great.
Great.
Maybe it's Jack. So kudos, Jack, you've done a thing right.
He was like, you know what? I love free speech. Let her have at it.
Maybe he likes Laura Loomer. Who knows?
Maybe.
I don't remember what her claim to fame is. I think she's...
She did, like, Nazi stuff?
Yeah, I'm sure she did some kind of Nazi stuff. Okay, anyhow. What else is on our list?
Tumblr banned porn. Tumblr banned...
Well, they didn't just ban porn. They banned, like... Even things that aren't porn that some people could take as porn. And
it's akin to Twitter banning live tweeting of events or hot takes. Like what's going to be on there now?
Here's the problem is that there has to be a better way to deal with it. I mean, the really crazy thing is like, and I've seen a lot of people are talking about this. There's a ton of like sex workers on Tumblr. There's a ton of people who like basically have created like a fan base on Tumblr. I'm not saying I know personally anything about it, Ryan, but I understand that there are sex workers on Tumblr performing, selling their many vids, selling used panties, et cetera, and, or just regular boxers. Anyhow, it's just the crazy thing is that like it's clear that Tumblr has built a large community around sex and pornography, and but it also has built a community that's like adjacent to that in a way that is not, I would not like necessarily categorize as like pornography in the sense that there are people that I follow on Tumblr, there are blogs that I follow and stuff that are like aesthetics. Like it's aesthetic stuff. And then like every once in a while there's a boob,
yeah,
you know, or like an ass or whatever. And I just think that like, you really need to think about what you want. I mean, Tumblr is not going to be Instagram. They cannot be Instagram. They will never be Instagram. If they think that they can make Tumblr into some kind of Instagram by getting rid of, like porn. I mean, I think they really are going to learn a horrible and hard lesson.
They already have Instagram. So what are you offering?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So like now it's like, okay, you're banning nipples, female presenting nipples, which is like fucking lame. Like, I just don't know what to say, except it's just a very lame.
Apple pulled their app from the App Store.
Yeah, but they pulled it for like child porn, supposedly.
How could the company of that size owned by Verizon not be able to filter out child porn, but leave like regular boobs?
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. Are there any Reddit apps on the App Store?
Yeah, there's third party ones. There's the actual Reddit.
How about Twitter? Like, I can find tons of porn on Twitter.
Yeah, tons.
And there was actually like some, I'm pretty sure there was like a pretty bad child porn problem on Twitter at some point.
And there has to be a way to filter out, like,
there is. There's a fucking way to filter. There's a way to filter. You know?
I mean, even just like a report button, and then you shut that person down and you like hard ban them from the platform.
But I think this actually gets to like the heart of the problem is not Tumblr. The heart of the problem is fucking Apple. And by the way, there's a case, I believe, in front of the Supreme Court now or near to it about Apple's monopoly on its App Store. And what I will say is this, it's like Apple, I do not want Apple to be the fucking company that controls what I can see. And just know that it is Apple's decision. Now, look, I'm you will meet nobody who is more staunchly anti-child porn than me. Like, that goes without saying. There are ways to look. You're always going to have bad actors in a system. There's no way. There are people sending emails using Apple Mail right now full of child porn. Okay? That's a reality. Like, no matter where the shit touches, like, there's going to be some way to use a platform to abuse it, right? And to traffic in abuse. But
especially a platform that constantly talks about how privacy focused it is. And so, yes, you're going to have bad actors.
I mean, honestly, iMessages is probably the single best way for child porn enthusiasts to share child porn.
Yes.
I mean, it's encrypted. Apple won't help the authorities crack phones.
Signal, WhatsApp, all those apps.
But especially iMessage. I mean, Apple has been very, very like, we are hands off. It is encrypted. We can't get in there even if we wanted. It's actually the perfect platform for child porn, which I don't know if they are aware of that or not. But the thing about it is, like, first off, I do not understand the idea of pulling the entire Tumblr app because there is an instance of or some child porn reported or whatever. It's like, you definitely can go to Yahoo or Verizon or whoever and be like, hey, we have a problem here. Like, you guys need to deal with it, right? Like, there is a mode. I mean, you have to be working to get Tumblr, to get porn fully functioning on Tumblr. You actually kind of have to work hard at it. Like,
yeah, Tumblr does its best to bury sensitive content. So, like, let's not, I mean, it has never been easy to look at porn on Tumblr. Like, you have to click login, change a setting, then you have to directly navigate to it because none of it is searchable. Like, if you want to look at porn on Tumblr, it's not necessarily like a turnkey operation.
I mean, can't they hire people to, here's the problem with Tumblr. They must have really fucking old janky technology. Like, they must not have like advanced content filtering technology, and instead of building it or buying it, they're like, you know what, we just won't have explicit content anymore. Like, what is the actual reason?
I'll say this: you gave me an Android phone to play with for a couple weeks so I could like familiarize myself a little bit. Wow. For work reasons.
Great segue.
And I have to say, like, being able to sideload your own apps and like basically having total control over your device is not to be underestimated.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Like this phone, there are reasons why I'm not going to ever, or at least at this moment, get rid of my iPhone. And that has to do with owning an Apple Watch, having paid a lot of money for apps and iMessage. But it feels like an actual computer as opposed to like my iPhone, which feels like an iPhone.
Yeah. I mean, I think that it is, I'm not, and again, it's like, I'm not saying that we should have child porn on anything, because I don't think there should be child porn anywhere. But if you really believe in like open platforms and like freedom of speech and all the stuff that everybody talks about, like, you can't be like, oh, sorry, no more female presenting nipples on our platform. You know,
yeah.
You just can't. And it undermines so much of, I mean, yes, there's porn. And yes, like the people who are probably most upset are the people who are either looking for porn or making porn on Tumblr. But it's like, find a way to manage it. Don't just shut it down. Be like a responsible business.
That having an open platform and privacy is your highest goal, and then from there work on how you can prevent bad actors. But you don't say like, you know, we don't want anyone to hit people with their car, so nobody's having a car.
Right.
Policy.
Right. I just think, I mean, I think there's more to it. We don't know the inside story of this. I would venture to guess that the inside story, there's a lot of, my guess is it's probably more financial than anything when it comes to Verizon's decision. Like, I'm guessing they said, well, listen, we really can't monetize the porn.
Yeah.
Although I certainly see ads all over the porn areas of Tumblr. They're like, we're not monetizing the porn that well. It's getting us banned in the App Store. We're not gonna invest in the resources necessary to police the system properly. It's easier to just cut the shit out and deal with the backlash and then have a platform that's like basically G-rated. You know? Like, yeah. I'm actually sort of like, I don't know. I really am kind of like, I'm kind of gutted about the whole thing. Like, I love Tumblr. And I mean, Jeremy just wrote a piece for us a few months ago about how great Tumblr was and how it's kind of like one of the last like great things on the internet. And, you know, now it's like people are like, it's like, what are you going to do? Like, where do you go? Like, I mean, one of the things that was really interesting about Tumblr is, like, you know, for better or worse, porn or no porn or whatever, it's like the community is really interesting. Having like a social network that is wide open, that doesn't have rules really, that is like has some of the best parts of social networks, which is like you can follow people and they can follow you and you can communicate with them directly and you can comment on things or whatever. But like also it's this kind of weird open thing. It could be like your thing could be photos. It could be video. It could be like a long, you know, you could write only essays. Like my blog is hosted, like joshuatopolsky.com is a Tumblr blog.
My RyanHoolihan.com is a Tumblr blog.
And I'm like legitimately like, I mean, it's one of the places that I go to like find weird, interesting things and like post them like because it's pleasurable. It's mm-hmm. There's nothing else like it. There's nothing else like it on the internet. There's nothing else like it. And I found some of the most interesting things on Tumblr. I've seen some of the most fascinating. I found some of the most interesting artists, some of the greatest designs, some of the weirdest old video games. Like I have like gone down so many weird rabbit holes and found so much cool shit because of Tumblr. And like to think that, you know, that is all going to be fucking destroyed because they're scared of what? I don't know. Female presenting nipples. I mean, yes, child porn, we should all be worried about it. But the reality is like they could
child porn are going to get child porn. Let's like,
yeah, but like that's I mean, but that said, they can find a way to police it better. You know, they can. But they just aren't going to. And
a lot of places have. Yes. Like they just.
Yes. It can be done. It's just they don't want to do it. I mean, I think that's the reality that we have to deal with, is that they don't want to solve the problem. And so it's a real bummer because, like, I fucking love it. And it's like probably the last really great social network that exists on the internet as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I guess people could argue Reddit, but I'm not a big Reddit fan. Like,
I like Reddit. I don't know. Like, they don't always do everything I want, but I do enjoy Reddit and I use it every day and it's useful.
I find Reddit to be good, but it is not, it's not Tumblr. It's a different thing.
It's good, not great. It's a completely different thing.
It's just a whole different thing. So, you know, anyhow, like I'm very upset about it and I feel like it is a furthering of some of the worst aspects and worst sort of trends of the internet, you know, which is to see, you know, which is to like diminish. I mean, it's funny. On the one hand, it's like I applaud Twitter if they're banning like Nazis from their platform or if they're banning child pornographers. It's like, yeah, like use a scalpel. I mean, Twitter's not doing a good job of it, but like use a scalpel, not a sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. Right? Like what you need here is a scalpel. You need a surgical approach to the problem, right? Most porn on Tumblr is not the problem, at least according to what they say. And the problem, it sounds like, is a small subset of bad actors. And so deal with that shit.
Well, in other phone-related news, 5G has begun its PR campaign and it's testing and it's rollout. Conglomeration of corporations went to Hawaii to show off that 5G is coming. And I'm not sold on it.
I mean, what's there to be sold on? It's like there's going to be a faster version of wireless. I mean, here's my take on the whole thing. The wireless is going to get faster. Your wireless connectivity is going to get faster. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's not going to get slower. I mean, unless things keep going the way they're going, in which case we're going to be using like
Donald Trump bans Al Gore's internet.
We're going to be using like strings and cans to communicate. But no, like what's going to happen is someone's going to do it and they're going to do it better than somebody else. And then that's going to be the de facto standard. And then we're all going to use that. It's hard for me to get excited about it. I'm like, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. Maybe it's sooner.
My battery life is already really bad. And like they want us to use it in our homes instead of like broadband. And
well, if that's better, I mean.
But
I don't know. I think in places where Fios has been connected, you'll continue to get Fios.
I just feel like they're going to use this.
A Fios user.
They're going to use this and they're going to try to push us all into 5G. And they're going to use this as a way of lowering net neutrality standards and giving us all data caps. And I don't want
Tumblr,
that.
Another Tumblr situation. Ugh. Here's how I feel about Verizon. Here's how I come down to Verizon. Hate them for what they've done to Tumblr. Love them for their Fios. You know? I don't know. I'm just like, 5G is, I feel like, is the least interesting thing in the world to talk about.
Well, in good news, it doesn't work, so.
Well, it's going to work. I mean, do you think the internet's going to get slower, you know?
Maybe.
Someone's
if I had my way, I'd,
my
put,
garage.
I'd put a stop to it altogether.
You'd put a stop to the internet? Oh, I love the sounds of that. I think that'd be great. That's my preference also.
I mean, there's so much news. We have to talk about Avengers 4.
Oh, we need to talk. I was going to segue. What was I going to segue into Avengers 4? Some depressing topic. So I haven't seen the new Ant-Man movie, but now I feel like the Avengers 4 trailer is just a marketing tool for the second Ant-Man film.
Yeah, they really want us to get into Ant-Man.
Because it's like there's like some thing with Ant-Man going on in that, and they're like the big deal.
If you don't know Ant-Man, you don't know the story.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you haven't seen Ant-Man? Well, none of this makes any sense then. Spoiler alert for the trailer, the teaser trailer. I don't even think it's a real trailer. Maybe it's a trailer.
It's a little teaser.
It's not that good of a trailer, but the big reveal is like at the end, Ant-Man, played by Paul Rudd, which is like Paul Rudd, by the way, congrats. I mean, you somehow have made it into the largest, most popular film franchise of all time.
And you look exactly like you did in Clueless.
You're literally aging backwards. You're a vampire. Paul Rudd is like Ant-Man, and he's like, hey, guys, I'm here. I'm Ant-Man. And Captain America is like, when is this from? Which I think we're all supposed to go like, oh, he must have been like killed or whatever in the snap, which is now called the decimation, I believe is the official name for it.
Sure.
Anyhow, whatever. And like, he's not. And which means like something's going on. And so we got alternate realities or different timelines or whatever the fuck it is. But I think the long and short is we're gonna be able to bring back all of our fallen heroes. And that's the important thing, because I don't know how they're going to make another Spider-Man movie if Spider-Man's dead. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not sure. I understand how Spider-Man Homecoming works if Spider-Man is, or whatever, not Homecoming, the other one, then the second one, Far From Home, I believe it's called.
No Place Like Home.
Yeah, no, it's called Far From Home, I think. But it's like, I don't remember. He got snapped. So, you know, I don't think they're going to kill the Spider-Man franchise in its infancy. So that doesn't make any sense.
Someone said that they wouldn't drop a trailer and they should just put out an all black poster with the Avengers logo and a date at the bottom and just like balls out, be like, you're going to see this whether we market it or not, and keep it all mysterious. I was like, that's such a cool idea. And then, of course, they're not going to do that.
Yeah. You know, it's also like I'm supposed to believe that the Tony Stark Pepper Potts relationship is somehow the soul of this film.
The Ross and Rachel of the Marvel universe.
It's like the Pepper Potts shows up. She like, I mean, they've made, she's like basically there to like nag Tony, you know, she's like, Tony, don't do an Avenger thing again. And then he's like, I got to do it, babe. And then it's like, okay, whatever. Who cares? Who cares about Pepper Potts? Apparently she's got a big role in the new one, I think. Pepper Potts is actually the most lethal Avenger. You don't realize that.
Did you see that thing where Gwyneth Paltrow was like, I invented yoga?
I mean, I heard the story.
It was great.
I think the story is made up. I think the whole thing is a fiction. Well, just like the fucking story, the Thrillist story where the guy's like, I shut down this burger place. And I was like, yeah, this reads really fishy. And it turned out like the burger place was shut down for all sorts of other reasons that had nothing to do with his fucking article.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I was in a bar. And the bartender's like, you're not going to shut any more restaurants down, are you? And it's like, nobody says that. Nobody at the bar would say that to you.
And then the whole bar clapped and everyone gave you $100.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's like, I was in a cab. And the cab driver was like, oh, this asshole journalist caused this hamburger joint to close. It's like, yeah, the cab driver didn't say that. I'm sorry, I'm calling bullshit on your recollections. Like, yeah, I was somehow the center of attention in this town.
This 5-year-old came up to me and very profoundly said, please, no more shutting down of my favorite restaurant.
Yeah, he said, please, what's next? Are you going to shut down McDonald's? anyhow, sorry, totally off topic, but not really. The story about Gwyneth Paltrow, yeah, she's, you know, I don't know what some girl says to her. Have you ever done yoga? Or like, I'm a yoga expert. Well, okay, I'm just going to Google Gwyneth Paltrow.
Have you ever done yoga? And she said, and I thought to myself, you have this job because I've done yoga.
So real. It's so ripped from the headlines. Oh, good. I'm good. I'm glad Fortune has an article about this. The nice thing, also, the one nice thing about the content spam world that we live in is you never have to look very far for the story.
No.
We've made it so that the value of a story is so low that literally everybody has a version of it. Forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to do a yoga class in LA recently. That first off right there sounds like a lie. I went to do a yoga class in LA. It's like, what is, you live in LA? Who talks like that? That's like me going like, I went to work out in New York. That doesn't make any sense.
But also like, I'm supposed to believe Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't have a private yoga instructor that she's okay. just going.
Public. Yeah, let's keep going. Forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to do a yoga class in LA recently. Okay, lie. And the 22-year-old girl behind the counter, okay, let's stop right there. She's somewhere where Gwyneth Paltrow has to go up to a counter and talk to a 22-year-old girl. You're telling me Gwyneth Paltrow's people didn't make the appointment for her or whatever? And then the girl says, have you ever done yoga before, to Gwyneth Paltrow? Like, this story is, she is fucking making this up. This conversation never happened. And literally, I turned to my friend, okay, what friend? And I was like, she has this job because I've done yoga before. It's like, I think Gwyneth thought this would be like a real zingy quip that never, ever happened for real, for sure, never fucking happened. It's like, all you did is like, you made up a dumb story to seem like you had a good like comeback.
Yeah.
And now you just seem like a total dick.
And people do this shit on Twitter all the time. You're just so not plugged into that world to realize that we all know you're doing it.
I mean, is she for real? This is so wild. That was the beginning of people thinking I was a crackpot, Paltrow said, about Goop's founding in September 2008. Like, what do you mean food can affect your health? I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what is yoga? She's a witch. She's a freak. It's like, when did you start doing yoga? In 1486? Like, what are you talking about?
Like, an entire continent did yoga before you.
Like, yoga, there's nothing controversial about yoga in America since, like, I don't know, the 60s, maybe? Maybe, I don't know, even in the 60s, if it was like highly controversial, I think it was like, well, it's this new thing called yoga. And then people were like, it's a kind of exercise. And like, that was it. That was the extent of it. She's like, yeah, you're in LA in 2008. And people are like, this is crazy. Yoga. It's like, what the fuck? Woody Allen had yoga jokes in movies from the 70s.
A little girl came up to me and said, do you want some like yogurt? And I said, yogurt, probiotics. I invented bacteria.
She's like, I am bacteria. Actually, let me think about it. Oh my God. Anyhow, how do we get on the topic of Gwyneth Paltrow?
I have no idea.
Oh, you're talking about Pepper Potts. That's how. Oh, Avengers.
Speaking of eugenics.
Wait a second. Wait, are we done with our Avengers conversation? Do we have nothing else to say?
About it.
I don't know. I think Thanos is going to get the ass kicking that we've all been waiting for.
I'm rooting for Thanos.
I want Thanos to win. I want him to do the rest of the other 50%. Just be done with it. If he really wants peace in the universe, he'd just kill them all.
Just end it off.
He doesn't get it. He's going to have to go. You know what's going to happen, Thanos? In 1,000 years, you're going to have to come and do it again.
Yeah, that's, and honestly, not even. Probably 100 years, we could all multiply.
I know. Why bother? Why bother?
I like an underdog.
Thanos. All I know is Thanos fucks. That's the main thing. That's the important thing.
Thanos fucks. Not on Tumblr anymore.
He actually moved to an Elo account, which I just also did. And I got to say, pretty good.
Pretty good.
No, it's stuck. It's not good. It sucks. Nothing will replace Tumblr. Tumblr's the best, and now it's gone, and now we all have to mourn, you know, the loss of Tumblr. What were you going to say?
That social networking will all be iMessage group chats in the future.
I'm not interested in that. I need services. I need to discover cool pictures, okay? Can't discover cool pictures in your group chat.
And you know what I never want to do is like be in a group chat or text with people. Like I like a big public. When I want to say something, I say it. Somebody hears it at some point. I don't like being accountable to a group chat.
I mean, it's just like, I just don't think it's the same thing.
No. Anyway.
What else?
Anyway.
What else we got?
Did you hear what's happening with Huawei today?
Yeah, their CFO got arrested.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Look, is this. I feel like this is some kind of like weird Trump power play.
This is something.
You think so?
I don't know.
Something.
Listen, Shady tech companies is always a fascination of mine, like the weird stuff OnePlus does, or like just like when they fake their benchmark tests, like all that stuff is always very fascinating to me because we're all going to find out.
I don't know. Look, I'm looking at The Verge right now. I get all the answers here. Okay, you ready? First off, they explained the Ant-Man thing in the trailer.
Oh, good.
Which is great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read this. I'll read it after this, after we're done podcasting. But also, they claim that Pillowfort wants to be the new Tumblr. Never heard of Pillowfort, but I can tell you it's got a terrible name. Very bad name.
Pillowfort? Pillowfort.
Yeah, it's got a bad name.
Call yourself Fort or Pillow, but Pillowfort.
Here's how I know this is going to fail. First off, it's extremely ugly. Second, it is a terrible name that nobody wants to say. And also, you feel like when you say Pillowfort, you're going to end up saying fart somehow.
Fart night.
Pillowport. It's not good. It's not good.
Pillowport is actually a better name than Pillowfort.
I actually just realized that I have a really excellent, perfect URL for a Tumblr killer that I own.
Are you going to leak it?
I don't know. I'm thinking about making a Tumblr thing, though. I think we should build the new Tumblr.
We should just.
I'll be honest with you. We have the technology. I mean, we
Tumblr,
have
but all cards.
Tumblr, but all porn. There's no. If you post a picture of something that isn't porn, you get banned.
Porn blur.
It's the service works like this. You can post porn, no child porn. If you post anything that isn't porn, lifetime ban, instantaneous lifetime ban with no, you can't, what's the word I'm looking for? No appeals.
We have a community review board who goes over, art and decides if the art is porny enough.
That's right. That's right. If they see art, if they see a nude, if it's too artistic, you get banned.
Yeah. The point needs to be the nudity, not what you have to say.
It just needs to be raunchy enough. Okay. It needs to be real nasty shit.
Is anything dripping?
Yeah. Penetration or bodily fluids or GTFO. That's our tagline. Penetration or bodily fluids or GTFO is how we're going to run the business.
My kids in your parents' car.
I don't know. I think it's pretty good.
All right. Speaking of eugenics.
Do you know there's a new Mortal Kombat? Are we going to talk about this?
I want to talk about gene-edited babies.
Oh, fine. Who cares? We're all doomed anyhow.
I don't think that we should be in a lab playing Powerpuff Girls.
I don't know. Look how it worked out with the Powerpuff Girls. Seems like it went pretty well.
True.
You
Good
know?
Point.
So, you know, I think you're missing the opportunity to have a better, more pure, more perfect race of people. Okay? Look, maybe people are going to say I'm alt right, but what if I'm not alt wrong? You know what I mean? Just kidding. I don't even know what I'm talking about at this point.
That's what I want to know.
What?
Can gene editing make the babies whiter?
Yeah. Richard Spencer's asking, how to save all your Tumblr porn. Now, look, I got to say, a lot of good articles on The Verge today. Stepping it up over there.
Whoever started that place has had.
Whoever launched The Verge should be given an award. For best website of all time. No, but you know what? This is useful.
What do you want to say about Mortal Kombat 11?
No. Let's talk about the CRISPR babies first. Okay. I mean, look, there's a lot of speculation about what's going on with these CRISPR babies. You know, first off, we should stop calling them CRISPR babies. I think.
I know. All I can think is like we're eating babies.
They're like very, they're very tender and very crispy. And, you know, I don't know what's going on. Supposedly there's a Chinese researcher who used CRISPR to make a baby. I don't know anything about, I don't know about the baby. I mean, how do you disprove this?
Yeah. Well, this is like when they said they were cloning humans and then it ended up that they weren't. Anyway, there's no way to really know.
I just feel like.
He also went missing. So
he's also saying that he encoded. That he altered the embryo so they would have a natural resistance to HIV.
Just take PrEP. Why do we have to mess with people's genetics?
I mean, that's pretty interesting, but also that definitely is going to lead to a zombie. This is a zombie situation.
Like trying to cure cancer through genetic therapy.
This is exactly how some kind of zombie situation gets started. They're like, we thought we had the cure. We thought we had the We thought we could make humans resistant to all of the worst diseases. But what we did was created super fast moving, flesh hungry zombies. It's weird how there's just like the same genes you need to alter to make somebody impervious to HIV also weirdly makes them into a super powerful, unkillable, undead, flesh eating machine. It's just funny that how that worked out.
Got him.
Yeah. Anyhow, but you know, it's gonna be something like that. It is. Okay, I don't know. Right. I don't know though. Probably more likely. It's like, oh yeah, no, this baby's great, but it has a like 4-year lifespan.
Yeah, I was gonna say the cloned sheep was like arthritic in like a year, right? So,
look, the universe is telling us something. It's like, cut, you got enough people.
They're like, cut it out.
Yeah, like they're doing the Dave Coulier thing from Full House. That's the universe is doing that. The unseen hand that moves everything in the universe, aka Thanos.
The free market.
Is Thanos, let me ask you a question. Is Thanos God now? He controls time. He controls space. He controls the soul, which is fucking bullshit. He controls, I don't know what the other stones are.
What does the soul stone do?
Soul stone is like, it makes you cooler. I don't know.
It teaches you to do yoga.
It allows you into the yoga, all the yoga classes. The soul stone, I don't know. It's like, it's the most important one. I think it's like, it gives you power over life and death.
All right.
Maybe.
It seems like the ones that let you make fire and like bend earth would be the ones that give you that power.
I don't understand why is the Red Skull hanging out with the soul stone? They never really explain that.
Yeah, I never got a real clear
like answer. He was like banished for trying to get like some stones. It was like banished by who?
Although I do like the meme of I protect what I cannot have or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like Reddit moderators and like,
oh, he's like a Reddit. He's a Redditor. You're saying he's a Redditor. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. That's cool. He's a Redditor in the incel.
Thanos is huge on Tumblr.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Loves Reddit.
I just think there's got to be some really good renders of like Thanos fully nude, right? I'm gonna Google it right now. Hold on. Yeah. Thanos nude. Erect. Take that. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. I'm sorry. I got to send this over to you. This is pretty good. Wow. I recommend everybody Googles this as soon as they can. Here's a little something for you. Enjoy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's pretty realistic.
It's extremely realistic.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I mean, I got to say, once you have a 3D rendered guy, it's not hard to render a penis on him.
No. You
know?
I like the penis is at a weird angle too.
Well, Thanos, nothing about Thanos is perfectly straight. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
On so many levels. Anyhow, wow. Okay. He's got the glove on and everything. It's cool.
Yeah, well, he's using that glove.
Yeah. That's great. I gotta get the model of this. I gotta get the model of this to use for some films that I'm working on. Anyhow, okay, where were we?
I don't know. Other things I wanted to talk about. This is a little bit old at this point, but I do think it's interesting. Sony patented a cartridge for like cartridge-based gaming like the Switch has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Switch takes cartridges? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I never really explored that.
Physical games?
I didn't explore that.
Well, it takes cartridges and they... Oh, and the interesting thing about the Switch cartridges is that they taste really bad because they're small and they don't want little kids to put them in their mouths. So they have this coating on them that makes them taste terrible.
Hmm.
Anyway, Sony patented a cartridge, wow, which leads people to believe that we're getting the next PlayStation will be some kind of hybrid like the Switch.
I think it'd be so cool. I think it'd be so cool if we went back to cartridges.
I love that.
I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really nice if...
Red Dead took 2 Blu-rays.
Yeah, like it'd be cool if we came up with something better than like downloads.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I actually hate download games. I hate digital games. I never buy them if I can avoid it.
Well, I like the idea of having a thing, a physical thing.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like having it. I know I can give it to somebody. It's a keepsake. I have all my old Nintendo cartridges or my old Nintendo setups and like my Sega and my whatever in my John's closet. And I can pull them out.
We need like the vinyl of video games.
Like those paper rollout scrolls from the 60s that they would feed into computers. What were those called? Punch cards?
No, it could be a cartridge.
I don't know. I was into it, and I don't know if
they're
I want
wasteful.
A hybrid console. I have to find out if it...
Like, here's a fucking awesome idea. Here's, you want to hear a crazy idea? What? Like, what would be cool is, which nobody does, you could do, like, limited edition games. Like,
yeah.
Where, like, you could create a whole market for, like, oh, there's only, like, 10,000 copies of this in existence.
They do that sometimes with games that become big hits on the eStore or whatever. They'll release a limited edition, like, you can only, there's only a few thousand copies.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, like, the game itself. It's like, oh, this game's super dope, but, like, you can't, not anybody can get it.
Yeah.
And, like, there's a, you could have, a, like, literally, like, the supreme of games. That'd be fucking really cool.
That would be really cool.
Also, like, I think, I don't know, there's, like, something to be said for that idea that, like, you could do maybe, like, smaller things, you know, as one-off, not one-off, but, like, as sort of, like, little things, but, like, really cool little things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I will say, like, I'm excited about new game stuff because I think I was, like, very... I was like very unimpressed with the Switch. I was like the Switch. I was like, I kind of want it, but like, I don't know why. But I have to say, like, I've decided now that I think it's, there's something that's really cool about it. I wish, like, the thing that bugs me most about the Switch is like, I wish the Switch was super powerful. Like,
yeah. Okay. So I said I wasn't going to get Pokemon Let's Go, but I got that.
You're the king of being like, this is stupid. Why would I want that? And then you're like, I bought it. I love it. I'm playing it obsessively.
I don't love it. I got it. It was a gift. It wasn't a choice. And I do like it. I don't hate it. I do like it. But to that point, like, the graphics aren't that far from Pokemon Go on my phone. And like, so the Switch is great for like platform.
I mean, your phone, the new iPhone's probably more powerful than the Switch.
Like, Breath of the Wild looks good. But then, you know, you play Red Dead for a little bit and you're like, how could I go play this cartoon game? Like, I just.
Yeah. So this is my thing. I'm saying, like, why, you know, why don't we have a handheld system that's like as powerful as the PS4 Pro?
We're just as powerful as a fucking iPad.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
let's hope Sony made.
I want it to be like a full-on system with all of the power. Like it should be a thing where it's like it degrades, like it has maybe like the thing that you plug into when you're in front of your TV is like
ads.
A GPU.
Yeah.
It's like an additional GPU and it goes from like, yeah, it goes from like iPad level to like full on fucking gaming PC level.
4K Xbox One.
Yeah. Like that would be fucking amazing. Like, let's say
that is there. We have the plug-in GPUs now.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. That to me, that's what Sony should do. I hope they're fucking doing it. I hope it's like the games look awesome. They're like better than iPad level graphics. But then when you plug in to your fucking TV or the base or whatever, or maybe it's even like, it's just a thing that like makes it larger and it's like, you can choose to use it or not. I mean, I guess it would make sense if it was a dock. But when you dock it, it's like you get 4K gaming rig level quality.
Yeah.
Just make that, Sony. Just fucking make that.
Please make that.
Appease everybody. Make everybody happy.
Got some sick ass cartridges.
The Vita 2. Do they make a Vita 2? I think they did actually.
Great. I hope they taste like cookie dough.
Wait, who made, what did you say about the cartridge flavors?
Switch taste, the cartridges taste awful because they want little kids to keep them out of their mouths.
Why would they taste good?
The DS games just tasted like plastic, but these are like coated in like a horrible like flavor. So I want Sony to come back and make them real tasty. Just as a troll.
I like the sounds of it.
What else is happening in the world? Do you want to talk about Fuchsia? Project Fuchsia?
I mean, is there any new Fuchsia news, really? I mean, they've been talking about this for a while.
I'm wondering what the heck it could be. I've been playing with Android. Seems great.
I can't believe you're just now playing with Android.
No, I mean, I had an Android phone a while ago, and I definitely knew my way in and out, and I installed Android on my touchpad when I had it, but that was years ago. It it's different now.
I mean, I'll say this. I think we're long overdue for new OSs. Like, I think it's crazy that our OSs...
It's crazy that the iPad Pro runs iOS 12.
And essentially a non-augmented version of it. Like, it's not like, it's like, yes, Underline is iOS, but then it does all these other special things because it's a fucking 12-inch screen. It's like, it's just bigger...
It's just iOS.
And like, honestly, I mean, seriously, like, I just got the new... Android 9 update for my Galaxy Note. Mm-hmm. And like the Galaxy Note kind of like is doing stuff that the iPad should be doing. Like it has like windows you could move around and resize. And like,
weird that Android never took off on tablets or whatever. And they're doing this Chrome hybrid thing. But it's weird because iPad took off and the iPad's OS is not a computer OS. And my Android phone that I've been playing with feels way more like a computer than the iPad does.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing. And I think that when you really look at the options for operating systems, like when you see what has developed, there's really been too much of a reliance on the way we've always done things, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that like what excites me potentially about what Google's doing is there is definitely this, you know, something that I think is interesting is that how much you can actually do with notifications versus like having to go into and like this whole idea of like going to apps has become, you know, there's parts of it that sort of don't make any sense. Like mm-hmm. there are components of those apps you need at certain times and places, right? Like I think there's a really interesting way to think about OS design differently. And think about the way people use devices now and what types of devices they have and make it much less about like being in these very specific places and more like of a fluid experience. So I don't know.
You're saying you should have Palm Pres and Windows phones and with deep integration of all the apps.
You think that's what we should do?
I mean, I really liked the way that the Pre did it. And I liked some of the ideas in Windows Phone of like merging all my contacts and making everything like.
Well, I mean, Android basically does that. I mean, for the most part. I mean, it's different.
I don't like when I'm on iOS that I can't download a video and then tweet the video out.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, that's iOS. Ugh. I mean, you're on rails, man. Everything's on rails. You know, you can see the scenery, but you're not getting off the train. You know what I'm saying?
They're getting real desperate, though. They're doing all these discounts and trade-in deals, and they're just trying to get people to buy these iPhone XRs, which are... I played with one at the store because I got John an Apple Watch for the holidays, and... I was like, what is, I don't even tell the difference. It's the exact same phone.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically true. I mean, look, I'm just saying that we are definitely due for something new. We have not dramatically changed the way, I mean, the iPhone pretty much changed the way we think about interacting with devices, but like that innovation was over a decade ago and yeah. It has not been radically altered since then. You know,
I know we're probably rocketing our way towards glasses of some kind.
I don't think so. I think it's just like, I just think it's like the devices could be a lot smarter about how you're using them. And the underlying OS could be, I mean, like, I think one of the things.
Siri blows.
Yeah, Siri's bad. I mean, but forget, I mean, I think beyond that, it's just like, there's like situational awareness. There's sort of like, there's like all this awareness, like geographic and time of day and where you are, like, are you at work? Are you at home? Like, and then there's all sorts of like, there's, you have so many more signals that you're giving your devices and there's so few of those signals are actually used, you know? Mm. And the other thing is that I think you have to remember that all this stuff is basically built on Unix, you know? And is there something?
Maybe this is what Fuchsia is taking us to.
You know, is there something? Yeah, that I think that's, yes, that's possible.
Hurry up, Googs.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. What's the deal? When is this happening?
I don't know. I just heard that they were testing devices at a couple of conferences recently, and like people saw in passing that they were doing some funky stuff.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely doing some things. Whoa, I just started the video about Fuchsia while we were talking.
What does it say?
I don't know. It's like a demo of it, but it's like it's not a real thing yet. So it's a demo of like some weird test environment that doesn't really do anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it doesn't look like, I mean, it just kind of looks like Android.
Yeah, it's like a fancier Android. I don't know. Android. It's like, I don't know what it's doing. It seems good, though. I'm into it. It's got cool animations.
Oh, Post Malone got a Grammy nomination.
Oh, Post Malone got a Grammy nomination. He earned it, you know? He earned it.
You assisted. That was a heavy assist from Topolsky.
I did a lot of write-ins. I was like, listen, don't leave this guy hanging.
Oh, and Marvel canceled all its Netflix shows except Jessica Jones.
Well, they were bad, weren't they? Let's be honest. I couldn't even finish Jessica Jones. I was like, I don't know. I just couldn't get into it.
I liked Jessica Jones, but I understand why people didn't.
I heard there was going to be a Loki and, I don't know, some spinoff thing.
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch and Loki?
Yeah. In that Disney Play service or whatever.
I don't know. I'd watch that, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to get our money just for the Star Wars series alone.
So. Oh, it's a Star Wars series? I don't know. I haven't seen Solo yet. So I was thinking about watching it last night. I almost watched it.
I downloaded a ton of movies that like just came out and I was like, I'm going to line all these up and I'm ready to rumble.
Yeah.
And I haven't even had like the inkling.
I got to see A Star Is Born still.
Oh, you got to see A Star Is Born.
I know, but I just don't want to.
That'd be a good movie.
I need somebody to just give it to me.
All right.
I don't have time to go to the theater. You know? I'm a busy man. I'm a busy man. All right. Anything else? Is that it?
That's all.
Is that our show?
Oh, we've got nice things and also a plug that if you want to come work at The Outline,
yeah,
check out our greenhouse board.
Yes. Let me clarify, actually. We're hiring. There are some job openings at The Outline, but there's also some job openings for something new, a new project, which I'm not.
And you can work with me.
And you can work with Ryan, but also me. You should check out our. More importantly, Ryan, if you're a technology journalist, a technology writer, a news writer in the tech space, I encourage you to reach out.
You like writing posts? You got tape on posts?
Do you love the internet? Do you love internet culture? Do you love
phones? Cool.
Do you love technology? No, if you do, in all seriousness, and you're listening to this, you should check out The Outline jobs board. Got some interesting stuff coming up. And what else? What was the other thing? Oh, nice things.
Nice thing.
Mine's gonna just give me this picture of Thanos, an erect Thanos. It's extremely detailed and veiny picture.
I'm gonna get those blankets, those woven blankets that you can get pictures printed on. Made up for
please,
you.
Please, please. This is our new. We're releasing some limited edition merch. What's the, like, what is the policy on that? You know, like, do we get sued? Would they even touch it? Would Marvel touch it?
We could call it parody, right?
I don't know. You want to do your nice things?
My nice thing is Vanderpump Rules is back.
Oh, God.
Better than ever. Locked and reloaded on pasta and cocaine.
Wow.
It's really good. It's definitely worth a watch. And Super Smash Brothers is taking over my brain.
I'm thinking about buying it. Should I get it?
Get it. We could play online.
Is it just a fighting game though, right?
Yeah. There's a single player story mode that's supposedly pretty good, but it is just fighting. So,
I mean, I'm open to the idea. I don't hate the idea.
Is it was that good.
Those are your likes?
Those are my likes.
That's it?
And let's go, Eevee. I mean, let's go, Eevee.
What?
I like the little Pokeball. I like the little ball I got with it.
What is that? Like that. The Pokemon game.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know. I'll tell you my likes. We got a new Trivial Pursuit for Hanukkah.
You played that last night.
Pretty good, I got to say. Trivial Pursuit's a great game. And everybody should play it. I'm thinking about getting that. I want to get the, there's a version for families. It says 8 and up, but I think Zelda can. I think she can hack it. You know?
She's precocious enough.
Yeah. She'll figure it.
She was the one that recommended yogurt to Gwyneth Paltrow, right?
Yogurt and yoga, actually. She was like, have you ever heard of yoga? Gwyneth Paltrow was like, I invented you. She's like, I created the universe and everything in it.
You can call me Thanos. I am your god now.
Yeah. Let me see. What are my things? Oh, it's always something I bought. I feel so like I'm such a horrible, like capitalistic pig. Well, one is I just want to say Trivial Pursuit is great. And it's wonderful to play a board game and not be on the internet. It's super fun. I recommend everybody to do it. I recommend it for everybody. I'm not really sure how to say this. I want everyone to do it. Oh my God, I got a weighted blanket. Did we talk about this? Another Hanukkah gift. I got a weighted blanket and it is so good.
It changes the game.
It is truly one of the most, honestly, I feel like when I put the weighted blanket on me, I can feel muscles relax in my body that I normally never relax.
It's like a big hug.
Like I feel like I can feel like my back like decompressing in a way that like it never does.
Yeah.
I highly recommend getting yourself a weighted blanket in these trying times. I think we all could use a artificial hug from an inanimate object.
It's finally Temple Grandin's world and we're all just living in it.
Yeah. And I think, I don't know. That's it. I guess that's it. French 75. So I've already said that before. I continue to love and enjoy French 75.
Oh, and I really liked, we had our holiday party and I used an app called Pacemaker, which is on your iPad, and it does a bunch of auto DJing for you and you can integrate it with Spotify, and it is so useful and great and easy to use, and drunk me could make it all work and sound great. Yeah. And I had a fun time.
You did a great job. We had a holiday party and also our 2-year anniversary. I should say happy birthday to the Outline. It turned 2 on December 5th. We had our 2-year birthday party / holiday party in Chinatown, and it was super fun. Ryan DJ'd, and I want to do more events. Like I think we're gonna do some more event things and like invite more people to them. Maybe do a live tomorrow or something. Invite the fans. Do some giveaways, free drinks.
Yeah,
you know, it could be fun.
We'll give away a weighted blanket and some Thanos prints.
I'm loving it, absolutely loving it. All right, we should wrap up.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
It's been a great one, but I gotta get this party started.
Bye.
My French 75 party. Well, that is our show for this week. We'll be back next week with more. And as always, I wish you and your family the very best, though I've just heard that Thanos is coming for your family, and I don't mean to do the snap.